It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Monday, January 10th, 2011. I'm John Moe. Let's say you're the warden of a big prison. Inmates aren't allowed to have mobile phones, but the place is swarming with them anyway, smuggled in by visitors, sold by crooked guards, tossed over the fence sometimes. You could try to stop that flow, but nobody has been able to do that so far. In 2009, Senator Kay Bailey Hutchison of Texas introduced a bill to legalize technology that jams all signals coming out of prisons. It didn't pass. She plans to push the issue again this year. But a new report by the National Telecommunications and Information Administration says such technology could block 911 calls and screw up signals outside the prison. Amit Malhotra thinks he has a better way. His company, T-Core Networks, makes a network access controller called iNAC that allows calls only from pre-selected phones.
The radio network replicates the cellular signals of the commercial carriers serving the facility, such as AT&T or Verizon, with their permission and the blessing of the FCC. As mobile devices enter the facility, they register with the iNAC rather than with the commercial carrier network, and the iNAC determines whether each device is authorized or unauthorized. So authorized devices are permitted to complete calls on the commercial carrier network, while unauthorized devices are held. In addition, the iNAC can be set to permit any device to call 911 and to monitor and record communications under the appropriate legal authority.
Mobile phones are becoming more ubiquitous in society, and more of them are flooding into prisons all the time. And there's increasing urgency to deal with that. Martin Horn is a former commissioner of the New York City Department of Corrections.
We know that cell phones today can be used to detonate explosive devices. They can be used to convey photographs, either of people who inmates want targeted on the outside, for example, prison staff, or pictures of the interiors of prisons that Confederates can use to help to plan escapes. We don't prohibit all communication, but we manage it and we regulate it for the protection and safety of the public. Right? We don't want minors getting mail from inmates. We don't want inmates sending lewd and pornographic materials to children. We don't want inmates making threatening phone calls to victims or witnesses and intimidating them. And with today's technology, we can control that. If they're using landline phones, we can block certain phone numbers. But if each inmate has his own cell phone, and there are over 2 million people in custody in the United States, the potential for them to engage in criminal activities is exponentially greater, and our ability to manage it and control it and minimize the risk that they present is gravely compromised.
So let's expand it out from strictly cell phones to, you know, there's a lot of phones now that that have internet capabilities. You can send email, you can browse around the internet. And if prisons exist to both punish and rehabilitate, and these people are going back out into society, shouldn't they be prepared for a online intensive world out there so they can better function and not return to prison?
I certainly agree that inmates have to be prepared to enter the world. But keep in mind that the way in which we punish people in this country is not by beating them. It is by social isolation, separating them. And this technology defeats that very purpose. Secondly, there are many technologies that are out there today that inmates upon release might have a need to know for purposes of employment, yet we don't put them in their hands. For example, there are all sorts of high-speed welding devices that inmates might use in today's industrial world. We would not give those to inmates in an uncontrolled environment. If we decide that inmates need to know how to use the internet, then it has to be done in a thoughtful way that is properly regulated and that protects the public from the kinds of inappropriate uses that I have seen them put to.
Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a tech story you may have missed.
About Lady Gaga.
How do you miss Lady Gaga? She's everywhere. Singer, fashionista.
And a creative director at Polaroid. She's actually had that title for a year now.
Yeah, Polaroid's based here in Minnesota. I kept hoping I'd see Lady Gaga out to lunch with coworkers at Applebee's.
Or shopping at the Mall of America.
Yeah.
Well, now the title is more a marketing thing, but she did consult on a new device from Polaroid, sunglasses that take photos. You see something, take a picture of it.
You can be paparazzi even as you hide from paparazzi.
Technology, music, and celebrity united at last.
Meta. You can find us online at marketplacetech.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.